When are you riding a bike?
I currently am sitting on the bike. Can you hear it?
No, but I can see you bouncing up and down. I'm like, either he's got a piss or he's on the bike. Why are you on the bike 3 days out? Just getting the last little bit of work in?
Yeah, I got weigh-ins tomorrow, so I've been keeping up with like an hour 45 of cardio, and I'm supposed to finish up my cardio before eating my last two meals. So that's just, I got the latest fuck today. So
Okay, I'm gonna come back to that, but I'm blown away by the thickness of the stash.
I know, I was too, to be completely honest. I shocked myself.
Wasn't never that thick before.
It was not, no.
What is the, can you tell me what the thing is with the stash? Is it just classic? Is that why?
Kind of. It's a little meaningful. It was like I had it for fun and I really liked it. And then 2018, I wasn't confident enough to rock it on stage. So I was kind of like, fuck it. Like I asked a few people, should I do it? Should I not? And people were like, I don't know. It's kind of weird. So I shaved it and I was like, came second. I wasn't ready. I was like, I'm glad I didn't win. I wasn't ready to be a champ. The next year, I was like, fuck it. I'm ready. I felt confident. Ask anyone, I just chose to rock the stash and I did and I won and kind of symbolizes that now, you know?
Now it's a superstition. Now you got to keep the stash every time you go on stage.
Exactly, yeah.
How many times have you been asked this question before?
Probably five.
Oh, so not that
Like
much.
five on
Not.
an interview, but like a lot in other things, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I had to ask. I've never been told why, but it's much thicker this month, this year. Is that like, is it, are you going to trim it up or is it going to stay that
I don't know. I kind of like this Tom Selleck look to it right now, to be
thick?
honest. I trimmed it a lot last year and looked way less than this, but I'm a, kind of a fan of it.
You are looking like Tom. You know what? That's a good comparison.
Yeah, Tom Selleck is the goat of mustaches,
He
so.
definitely. You just need the chest hair now.
Exactly.
What's your weight right now?
I would lightest today was 233-ish, kind of right in around there.
What's your cutoff?
I mean, that's the ultimate question. I think it's 240,
Oh, because of your height, you remember, I remember you
but
saying you go like up and
yeah,
down.
like this is the year where if I 6'1" again, I'm like, okay, next year I'm going to be 240. But I didn't really have that weight anyways, and Ian felt to get me into my peak conditioning, I'd still be 230. So we're pushing for 230, and I'll
If you're
still have
good.
plenty of time to carb up. And I Even when I'm flat, I never look too bad, so it's not really a big stress for us. We figure we just push down to 230 and play it safe.
What did you do? I did you buy invert did you do the inversion table after we talked about it? Was it
I got
did I have anything to do with that?
100%. You did, yeah. I thought about it, and then you talked about it, and I was like, okay, yes, definitely gonna try it. I ordered it, and it didn't come in until 2.5 weeks out-ish. I opened it; it was in about 100 pieces, and I was just like, next year, it's not happening.
Not with
I
2 weeks
wasn't
to
putting it
go.
together 2 weeks out, yeah. So,
I don't know how much weight, I don't know how much height you could have gained in 2 weeks on that thing anyway.
exactly, yeah.
So
So, it'll be
interesting.
interesting to see my actual height though without trying that and just like what my height is, because I think I'm over 6'1", to be honest, when I really stretch out like stand up straight. So we'll find it tomorrow.
What, how was your flight and everything coming in? Everything okay? Like, do you have any hiccups or everything smooth sailing?
It was a pretty big shit show, to be
Yeah?
honest.
Why?
We were up at like 3 a.m. and to catch a 6 a.m. flight, me, Calvin, Courtney, Ian, Melissa were all kind of traveling together. And then when we were going through Toronto, Ottawa, Toronto, 45-minute flight, they didn't put my bag on the flight.
Oh my
And
God.
I couldn't go through customs at Toronto without my bag being with me. So they held me back. And then it was a close turnaround. I missed that flight.
Oh
And then
shit.
Air Canada was like, sorry, there's nothing we can do. There's no flights until tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. And I'm like, are you kidding me? So then I'm like, wait, like no flights with anyone? And they're like, no, just with us. So I'm
Oh,
like,
okay.
fuck it. I looked up Delta. Delta had a flight later that night to Detroit and then Detroit to Orlando. So an extra flight in there. But it was later in the night and it wasn't arriving till 11 p.m. So it ended up being a day. I woke up at 3:30 a.m., got to the Airbnb around 11. And everybody else got here at noon. So,
Wow. So you sat in the airport for like 10 hours?
yeah, well, I sat in customs waiting for my bag for an hour and a half. And then I had to walk to the whole other terminal in Toronto and then go through security and go through customs again with my bag. do that whole process again.
Yeah.
And then I waited for 2 hours there, went to Detroit, waited 3 hours in Detroit, and then came to Orlando. And I can't remember the exact numbers, but it was like 18 hours of travel.
So can you explain to people and myself, when that happens and you're 6 days out from the Olympia or 5 days out from Olympia, you have all your food packed in a bag with you, or are you missing meals because you got to drop weight anyway? Like, how does that work?
I mean, well, luckily for us, it was like 10 days out. We leaving really early.
You guys got there last week. That's right. That's right.
Exactly.
That's right.
Okay. So that was a big relief for me, to be honest. Yeah. I was sitting there very grateful that we decided to go early, because I was like, fuck it. Like, this will probably make me hold water and shit, but I got 9 more days to get rid of it.
Yeah.
So that wasn't a huge deal. But I brought 4 meals with me. Mm-hmm. Like, no carbs in any of them, but I had 4 meals and I spread them out the best I could and made it work.
Hey, how's it feel having Courtney with you there, like, for this whole, like, get ready for the show and everything?
It's been good. It's been really good. Yeah. I help her when I need it and support when I need it and let me do my own thing when I need it. So it's kind of a nice combo. Like, I like preparing my meals, but I hate preparing the meat and the rice, cooking it. You know, I like putting it together.
Wait a minute.
Then I'm like, okay, I'm making it and I eat it. That's my process. But I don't like baking chicken, fish, and shit, you know? So
wait a minute.
It takes over like the hard stuff.
I need to understand this. So she'll cook the meat for you, put it in the fridge, and then you just put everything together.
Exactly.
Okay. I can
make like little stir fries and the veggies and shit, but you know,
but you want the meat ready already.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. I get it. That makes sense. I know that you said in the last podcast we did that your medical condition, if that's what you want to call it, kind of like gets worse with stress and everything. So obviously she's helped you stay calm, and I know you're doing the ice baths and stuff like that. So all those things kind of just to keep your stress level down.
Pretty much. Yeah. It was like, I was doing a lot more like massage therapy this year, the ice baths.
Yeah.
Mental, like out exterior pressures in life, just like handling them better.
Yeah.
And a lot of it was kind of a shift in just my overall mindset. Like coming from being so sick in 2018 and 2019, being so like afraid of getting sick again. And then just like taking that year to be like, you can't live your life being afraid of something that could or could not happen. Just fucking live your life how you will. Believe it's not going to happen. Choose to not let it happen. And whether or not that was it, this is luck, whatever, it worked. I'm here and my body's healthy. So
can I ask you a question? Because I'm fascinated by the idea of the deep freeze as an ice bath tool.
Yeah.
So where did you come up with this? Did you just think, oh, I got a deep freeze in the garage, I'm going to use it for an ice bath? Or like, was it on purpose?
Oh, I had to hunt for that thing. Because of COVID, there were no chest freezers anywhere. I had to drive to the small town, like 2.5 hours away from me, close to my parents, this like home hardware store, and find a giant one out there.
But
I'd actually seen a CrossFitter do it online. And I was like, that's a smart idea. Compared to, if you buy a cold tub like meant for that,
they're
like $15,000.
I know. I looked them up.
Mine was like $800. So I'm like,
makes more sense.
Makes way more sense.
And you just keep it in the garage and it stays cold, right?
Yeah. Well, I have a thermometer that's plugged into the wall.
Yeah.
That's plugged into the freezer.
Yeah.
So when it hits a certain temperature, it shuts the power off.
Okay. Is that something you MacGyvered yourself, or is that like, did that
come? No, it was just, I found it on Amazon, honestly.
Oh, you gotta, okay, when we're done the podcast, like not today, but like when you're done the Olympia and you have time, you gotta show me how to like buy all that, because it's like a game changer. I fucking have to go buy ice and shit and like put it in my tub, and then ice melts and it sucks.
Such a pain in the ass. Yeah.
So I just want to show people, what I'm talking about, because honestly, it's crazy. I told somebody about it today, they couldn't believe me. So they didn't believe. So this is your deep freeze. In your garage.
Yep. And it looks way more hardcore in the middle of the winter, obviously.
Yeah, of course. So the shit, snow in the back and everything.
Yeah.
What's the temperature set at?
I keep it around 5-6 degrees Celsius.
Damn, man. That's cold. That's cold. But you know,
since I've been here, I've been trying to keep it consistent. So Melissa and Courtney have gone out a few mornings and like just brought me bags of ice. And I don't even have to go get the bags of ice, but then putting them in the tub and everything is way more of an ordeal than just opening the freezer and sitting in it.
Yeah. I'll go back to the ice in a second, but I'm looking at some of these photos, man. You look absolutely crazy. Are you better than last year?
I definitely like way better than last year.
But your weight isn't different, or is your weight up?
Weight's probably a little bit more, but I'm definitely more conditioned. I'm a lot drier than I was last year at like any point, and I just like kind of chilling into it. So
yeah, it's impressive, man. I really like your latest photos have been crazy, and your back looks like it's come up too. Is that obviously something you worked on all year?
Yeah, I think my back's probably going to be my most drastic change, and I purposely haven't really posted any pictures of it for that reason. This is the last one I put up, but yeah, definitely happy with the improvements I made.
Do you have any progress photos on your phone you want to share?
Not yet. After Sunday, I'll start putting up all my nice pictures.
I got Hunter posted, showed me his phone yesterday, showed us some progress photos. So I thought, maybe I can get you to share something.
I'm keeping them secret for now.
No, it's all good. All right. So back to the deep freeze really quick, just out of my own curiosity. Other than doing it for stress reasons, have you noticed it kind of has cured aches and pains and stuff like that? Like your knees, for example, your elbows, like, are you feeling better that way?
It's hard to say because I've changed so many factors this year. Yeah. But this is my first year with no knee pain, but yeah. I didn't have any knee pain before that either. So I wouldn't contribute to that. But there are 100% days where I'm doing a lot of cardio, and my legs just feel like heavy and worn out. Mm-hmm. And I sit in there and you get out. And for a few hours after, they feel way more heavier and sluggish because they're frozen.
Yeah.
But then later on in the day, they feel a lot fresher. Yeah. Like it's just kind of like the blood's just flushed in and out, and they're like, they're fresh. So yeah, I've definitely been a fan of it.
So you're going on stage in a couple of days, Friday. Is it Friday or all Saturday?
I'm all Saturday.
You're all Saturday. So you're going on stage in 3 days. You're going to be defending champ for the first time ever. How does that feel?
Feels good. Honestly, I haven't been thinking of it like that. I am like just approaching it like I'm just fucking competing to beat myself last year, and I've got to be the best I can. And I just feel so much better than I did last year. And that's like the only thing on my mind. I'm just excited to showcase the progress I've made.
Yeah. You seem like you're in a really good place. You feel like you're kind of at peace with everything and you're just kind of ready to go. Is that how your prep has gone?
100%. Yeah. This is like, even compared to like amateur shows, this is one of the most like at peace I've felt with competing, and with more pressure and stuff that you think would be there. It's like, I don't know. I'm not feeling much external pressure. I have a lot of pressure I put on myself that I feel like I'm doing, but I don't feel like there's no one I'm focused on. There's nothing I'm focused on. I'm just focused on being my best, and it just feels good this prep.
Last question. I'm going to let you go because I know, you know, it's 2 days away. So I just appreciate you giving me the time.
Yeah, I still got time.
Well, I want to ask you what it's like to train with your brother-in-law. I mean, I know you and Ian have worked together for a long time. Mm-hmm. I seem to have, like, I don't know if it's just because you guys were posting more photos this time, but it seems like you guys really got kind of down to it this year. Is it any different?
I mean, we honestly didn't train that much this year.
Oh, so just photos coming up? That's all.
Since we've been in Orlando, we've been training every day together. Okay. But throughout prep, he found a buddy, Julian, who was like the perfect match for him and his training that he needed. Yeah. I found a buddy named Axel, my perfect match. Yeah. And I think me and Ian both really kind of caught our stride in this Olympia prep.
Okay.
And seeing him catch his stride while I'm catching my stride definitely like made me be like, fuck yeah, we're both like just killing it. We're both feeling good. I've never seen him so like relaxed, confident, just excited and just like proud of his work he put in. Yeah. I've never seen him look so fucking good either.
Yeah.
Like he posts a lot of pictures, but they don't fucking look like what I see in the mirror when he's posing in here. It looks insane. So him being on that kind of leveling up route definitely inspired me as well, as I'm kind of trying to do the same. So it's definitely been cool to be in this journey together.
Yeah. I was just going to ask, what's it like being in the house? Like, it's kind of crazy. You guys are in the house. You're Mr. Olympia. He's, you know, definitely going to be a contender this year for a top spot. Is everybody just chill? Like, you guys have kind of done the work and now you're just getting ready, or is there any anxiety? Is everybody, you guys all seem like you're keeping each other calm.
It's been pretty chill, to be completely honest. Within all of us, we've been pretty chill.
Yeah.
I've had like a slight moment of being like in my head, you know, that's like everyone will go through a peak week, but it lasted like an hour and I leveled myself and I like let it all out and it felt good to let it out.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, I had that moment and it's gone now and I feel great. And I don't know about Ian, but he's been walking around pretty chill. He's happy, smiling, laughing, he's joking. Mm. We're all still feeling good. So it's been pretty chill in this Airbnb, to be honest.
Okay. I don't want to pick at things, but just so I always had trouble letting things go when I got worked up. So I'm just curious. Can you tell me what it was that got you kind of off balance for a minute?
It was kind of the thought that everything had been too perfect.
Yeah.
Up until now.
I've been there.
I was like, fuck, everything's been so good. It's just like everything fell into place this year. Why do I feel so good? Something's gotta happen. Yeah. And I just like felt that for a second. And then instead of being like, don't think that, don't, you can't feel that, I tried to be like, fuck, this is normal. Obviously I'm gonna think this, like,
yeah,
just like take a moment, fucking had a little cry, you know, a little tear, a little couple tears coming out. Yeah, I did.
All right, I like that.
And and just kind of let it out and felt it. And afterwards I was like, what the fuck is thinking this gonna help? Like,
yeah,
just don't, you know.
So like, you think
it's gonna happen, it happens, but it's not gonna happen. So
you think that my error was always trying to block it?
Yes.
So don't block, accept.
Exactly.
Huh.
At least that works for me. I think once you start pushing down emotions and feelings and things, it doesn't go anywhere. It just sits in you, it bottles, it festers, and
yeah,
that's not good for your mind, your body, physically, emotionally, mentally, nothing. Your body won't react.
So the theory is you're trying to resist something that your body wants to feel.
Exactly, yeah.
How come I
learn? What you're feeling is not actually real. Like that, yeah, fear, it's not real. There's nothing to fear. And once you can understand that, you're like, oh.
But if it's not real, why is it okay to feel it? Because you're feeling something fake.
We're getting real deep here in these questions.
This really put my mind to work. This always happens every time you come on the podcast.
It does.
Okay, you can drop it. It's too close to the show to worry about.
Maybe ask me this one next week.
Yeah, you can think about that one another time. But I do want to say, every time you come on here, I learn something new. So next time I have that anxiety, I'll just let my body roll through it and feel it out.
Try and own it. Try and feel it. Like, why am I feeling this?
I'm even going to cry about it. I'll cry and be like, I feel better.
Chris, send me a picture of you, tears coming down your face. I'm like, Chris, I cried.
Okay, man, listen, I'm really, really thankful for the time and I'm rooting for you, man. I hope you do really well. You're a good dude, and I hope it all just works out for you perfectly.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you having me on again, and
yeah,
kind words as always.
Yeah, man. Okay, good luck this weekend, and we'll talk again sometime soon.
Thanks again, man. We can have an interview after my win.
Promise? I'm gonna hold you to that.
Deal.
Okay, man. We'll talk soon, man. Have a good night.
Yeah, have a good one.
Okay, bye-bye.